and I'm president of the Motor Car Dealers of Southern California. I was here back in Washington, D.C. on a mission, and I came down to some farmland that I've had something to do with my family for many years. I had the most unbelievable thing happen tonight, and I'm sober, and I was driving between Sioux City, Iowa, and Belden when a machine came out of the sky and sat down next to me, and I can describe it to you to draw you a picture, and I'm a mechanical engineer with a lot of authority, believe me, and this is unbelievable. And a man got out of this goddamn thing and even spoke to me, and then it took off. You may think I'm crazy or something. I just called my wife and she told me I was, but you know I'm not.
What time did this occur?
It must have been around 9 o'clock because I left Sioux City in a rented car driving south, you know, to Belden. My family has owned property here since the turn of the century. This did happen.
And this object came down out of the sky.
Right alongside of me. And I'm a mechanical engineer, and I know machinery. And it was a caterpillar-type thing with a belt driver. And it wasn't there very long, but long enough for me to get a good look at it. It was at least 25 feet long. There were no airfoils, nothing that would connect it with air travel. Spoke to me that knew me.
Okay, what did he have to say?
He just said, "Bob, what do you think of this?"
Has anything like this happened to you before?
No, never. Well, you know, I'm not some nut calling into this, but I feel that this should be reported because, goddamn, you know, I have a lot of people working for me. Citizen, I've been involved in technical things all of my life, but God, I could not believe it.
I'd like to roll back just a little bit now. What did this object look like?
You know, it looked like a big World War tractor, a tank, if you would like. And it was, you know, sort of belt driven and wheels, and it was a big machine. It was at least 25 feet long, and yet there was no indication of any airfoil activity.
Did this thing come down and land next to the highway, or did you stop the car?
The highway right next to me.
Okay, and then did you stop the car, or did it stop by itself?
It was pushed off the road.
It was pushed off the road?
Well, it almost pushed me off.
Oh, okay, I see, okay. Did this bother your engine and your car at all?
No, not at that point.
And you conversed with this occupant?
Just that one thing. Just jumped out of the thing and looked at me and said, "Bob, what do you think of this?"
And then it went back in?
That was it.
And then it took off?
Right.
Okay, what did this thing sound like when it took off?
Well, it was almost soundless. It was sort of a swishing noise, but that was it.
Can you account for all of your time during this going on?
I certainly can.
And then you left the area, your car started without any trouble?
Well, the only problem that I had was in my own direction and trying to get to where I was going.
You seemed kind of turned around?
Yeah, I was, well, whether I was confused and I thought, well, and there were lights that followed me for a period of time that frightened me. I thought, well, God, you're never going to make it. This was a really unusual experience. It was.
All right, sir, could we get your name?
Yes, Bob Estes, or Robert S. Estes is my full name. I'm automobile dealer and president of the Motor Car Dealers of Southern California. 60 years. But this is amazing to me, what happened to me. And I'm just wondering if what kind of reports or this has happened before.
This type of thing has happened many times over the years, all over the world.
I'm still in a state of shock.
I can understand, yes, I understand.
The truth, and I'm not a nut or anything, but, you know, I felt that this should be reported. Sure, I heard engines and noise and so forth, and I'm an engine man, but, God, I was so shocked. I could almost draw a picture of what this thing looked like.
If we send you a questionnaire, would you fill it in?
Of course.
Okay, now, when you were on the highway, Bob, did you see any other traffic?
No. No, the strange thing was that there was all other traffic had stopped. And even after that, there was a minority of... it was almost like everything had been shut off.
Then what you're trying to tell me is there was traffic before it happened, and then all of a sudden it stopped?
Well, I really couldn't say that because I was just, you know, driving and it was kind of late. But I would say that there was a difference.
You didn't inspect the ground where that thing landed, did you?
No, I did not. There wasn't what you mean, like any burn centers, no.
What was your opinion of the subject before this happened to you?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
I mean, what was your opinion of the UFO subject in general?
The thing was sort of interesting to me because I was a former pilot and that sort of thing, but I didn't, there was no thing that I would stress.
Do you want your name held strictly confidential on this?
No. Of course not. Use it.
Okay.
The way you want it's well known, and this may be at least something that should be known. I have felt that there's more to this than we know, but I'm certainly not trying to publicize it, if you know.
How long are you going to be where you're at?
Well, I'll be here until tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be back in Los Angeles. Well, I would like to know further, believe me, this was such an experience that is so shocking. And if it happened to me, or why did it happen to me, or was it something that I had to do in Washington, or, you know, God, I can't believe it. And I'm not a dreamer.
Did you actually see this occupant come out of this object through an opening?
I definitely did. And this is the most amazing thing, that somebody came out and spoke to me and said, Bob, what do you think? You know, if I were drunk or something, or, you know, but this is too real.
And you saw him go back in through an opening?
Mm-hmm.
And you watched the opening close?
Well, I was so shocked, you know, it happened so quickly.
Right, okay.
How could I say that? I mean, in all honesty, yes, you could say, well, you came in and out then.
Right. Okay. Thank you again, sir.